Hello, today you're going to have another opportunity to live gloriously. So glad you're watching today. Welcome to Glorious Living. I'm back here in Studio C, and I have my dear friend, Chrissy.
Here I am. Are you ready, Miss Kathy?
I'm ready.
Tonight is the night. Yes. Glorious 2025. Woo. I'm doing my praise dance.
Oh, yes. We're going to do a lot of praise tonight.
Yes,
and I hope that you still have time to get here if you live locally. Yep. If not, you can get ready and get ready for tomorrow morning as well. So tonight is Friday. It starts at 7 p.m. And then tomorrow morning at 8, on March 8th at 9 a.m., it's going to be so great. We're going to have a boardroom chat with the boss.
The boss is coming. He's here, actually. He's right there
somewhere
in that picture.
You see? Yeah, we always keep him in the room somewhere.
There he is. It's always hard with the camera trying to find him. But I'll tell you what, I'm so excited, Miss Kathy, because I believe this is going to be the most power-packed, anointed, glorious yet. Boss with the boardroom chat live. That's the first time we've ever done it for Glorious.
Yeah, I know. We've done some other. He's been like on a Girl Talk panel. I think he did that last year.
Yeah.
He kind of invaded.
He did. We kept it a secret, and people got excited when it came
guest.
Out. Yeah, it was a secret guest. But we thought, you know what? Why not? You know, Boredom Chat's one of our popular web shows.
And the fact that it's live, and the fact that you can send in a question as though you're right here in the room.
Yes.
We have people in the room that'll submit questions. And
yes.
I think we have had people submit questions earlier, so we're prepared.
We are.
Yeah.
We've been working hard.
You and always work hard.
We do. And we want you to come and experience it, because let me tell you, when you walk on the grounds, when you walk on JDM International Headquarters, the grounds in, come through those gates, you feel the anointing. You really feel the tangible presence of God. Mm-hmm. And there's a peace which surpasses all understanding as you just walk in the door.
Well, you know, you're walking into a place that's got 49 years of ministry, 49 years of reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time through many different outlets, many different plays, things that we do, whether it be the website, the magazine, books and tapes, meetings that we've been preaching in all these years.
Yes.
And I'm telling you what, there's something that's to be said for faithfulness.
Yeah.
And we've seen God do so many miracles over the years. So many lives have been changed.
Yes, right.
And I'm believing that this Glorious is going to be the best ever.
It sure
is. Well, the best
is.
Yet. Let's say
the
that, because every year it gets better.
7-star experience.
Amen.
And
amen.
I know it. I'm excited to see you here. It's going to be awesome. And people are watching online. They're planning to watch online.
Yeah, because we've been telling them about getting a watch party.
Watch party.
So you may be watching by yourself tonight, but you don't have to.
No.
You can invite a friend.
Come on.
Or
invite
two.
Your girlfriends.
Yeah.
We talked about having a smorgasbord, a glorious feast for y'all to eat while you watch Glorious.
Oh, no, that's always fun.
Isn't that great?
food makes everything better.
It sure does.
Glorious food.
Glorious food with your glorious girlfriends at a glorious time.
Yeah, and I hope that you post a picture about that.
Can they
do that?
Yes, you can. I'm so happy you asked, Miss Kathy. You can post you and your glorious girlfriends, whether you're alone or with your friends. Post a picture in the comment section. Put hashtag Glorious 2025 so that we can rejoice with you and celebrate what God's going to do in your life. And I have a viewer that I want you to post a picture, Fiona. Fiona commented from Instagram. She's one of our Glorious Living viewers weekly. I love reading your comments. And she says, I love being a part of the JDM family. I'm so looking forward to watching another Glorious conference in March. It's my birthday on March 8th. One day, I'll be there in person. Love you all lots. And that's all the way from down under, Australia.
And isn't it your birthday, too, today?
It's my birthday
today. Happy birthday.
Thanks, everybody. I'm 27.
We're celebrating you. Are you really 27?
No, I'm not. I wish. But thank you for thinking
you look
so.
It.
Well, thank you. The Lord renews my strength like the eagles.
You know what I like about, one of the things I like about Glorious, I love seeing all the women gather together and really encourage each other. You can just see the love of Jesus all over them, and they make new friends and renew those old relationships.
It's so good.
Glorious is a great experience. And it really is. I named it Glorious because I believe when we come together, the glorious presence of God is so powerful. And He has deposited so many great things within us. And they're great when we're alone. But when we come together,
I mean,
there's a fusion, there's an explosion that happens, and we go to a higher level together. So I'm expecting that tonight.
Yes, ma'am. And I often see when people come in through the doors, they might have a frown upon their face. They look like they've just been through it, or maybe life has gotten to them, but it does not last long. That frown turns upside down and you see a glorious smile. And then when the praise and worship starts, That's when the Holy Spirit moves. And mm-hmm. I love being a part of the Covenant Church worship team because we take it seriously.
Of course.
We really do. We practice, but then we also gather together, we pray beforehand, and we ask the Lord to impart His Holy Spirit to strengthen everyone in attendance and online mm-hmm. so that they can expect and then receive their miracle, their mm-hmm. glorious miracle.
Yeah, we know that's the way the Lord did it. So often in the Bible, He put those praisers up front.
Yeah.
When there was a battle that had to be had, or that they were about to encounter as a nation, the praisers went forward. Many times those were the ladies with the tambourines.
That's
they were
right.
marching in there, and
Come
that
on.
Set
yeah.
the atmosphere for God to move mightily. You know, it sends the devil into confusion when we're praising and worshiping God when everything looks awful
That's
or
right.
difficult. But God has given us that tool to turn our situations around. I believe that
yes.
that's what's going to happen to you tonight, those here at Glorious, but as well as those that are watching online.
That's right. If you're watching online too tonight, I just encourage you to pump up the volume on your television, on your phone, wherever you are, and just bask in the presence of God, because that's where healing is found, and healing's for today and for you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like so often people think that their prayers won't get answered because God doesn't work like that anymore. Mm-hmm. But when you walk into those doors at Glorious, you know at an instant that God of the Bible is still alive today, working through us
that's
like He
right.
did back then.
That's right. For Jesus taught us to pray because God always hears us.
Yes.
And Jesus even said, "My Father always hears me."
That's right.
So a lot of people don't think God hears them, but they do.
Yeah.
So we just need to be bold and exercise that right to go boldly to the throne of grace
yes.
and just tell God what we need. You don't have to have it big old expert prayers, but just pray from your heart and know that when you speak in faith, He hears you.
Yes, right.
Amen.
And people of like precious faith gathering together under one roof, something happens. The heavens are activated. I know that there's angels surrounding yeah. the place, and that power of prayer, especially your new book, Miss Kathy, is just so wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
The power of prayer. What made you think, I need to write a book about prayer? What
well,
was it?
Over the years, you know, God's given me several I guess you would say things I've seen in the scriptures, mm-hmm. things I've applied. I've learned how to pray over the years and see answers. And mm-hmm. so I just started writing. In fact, some yeah. of those may have been based on past articles, and then I just added to it and grouped things together. God gave me some new things as well. Personal experiences,
yes.
things I've seen in the Bible, people that just went to God in prayer. And prayer has totally transformed my life.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't know what to... I had never read the Bible, I often say this, before I got born again. But once I got born again, God started leading me in a journey by His Spirit. Mm-hmm. I wasn't in a church
yeah.
Because Jesse was a nightclub entertainer still at that time. That first 2 years of my salvation, almost 2 years, I didn't really have a church home because we were traveling mm-hmm. With his job, which was a nightclub entertainer. And I remember just seeking God, finding out in the Word, seeing that I could go to Him in prayer. One thing, scripture I held on to, about praying for my husbands was that your husbands are won by the conversation of their wives,
wow.
which meant the way that you speak, not just the way that you act. I mean, the way the conversation meant the way you live
yeah.
your life, not just the way that you speak. So I remember just going to God about that, and I just trusted God to guide me on the steps that I would take. And so in that book, I have a chapter on winning your loved ones to the Lord,
yes.
how to reach your family,
Love
praying
that.
For divine healing, praying for miracles, for mm-hmm. several different chapters
so
that are
good.
Focused in that way. So each one of those chapters really could be like a Bible study.
Yeah.
Ladies may want to have a home group, or men, or church, whole churches could have a whole group. It's not just geared for women.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to learn how to pray with power, because the fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. That's what Elijah learned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Elijah was a man, the Bible says, that with like passions, just like us, and he went to God and he prayed and he saw miracles. What did he pray? He first spoke something that he felt led by God to speak. He declared that there would be a famine in the land because mm-hmm. they were under a lot of idolatry and things and a lot of problems in the nation. And then God told him, okay, now you pray for rain. So mm-hmm. he did. He went to the ground and he knelt to the ground and he prayed, and he had his servant go and look.
Yeah.
And he said, what do you see? He says, I don't see anything. Go look again.
Yeah.
Go look again. He didn't give up. So he was fervent. He was persistent. And because of that, at one point, the servant came back and said, I see a cloud like the size of a man's hand. He said, run down the
yeah.
mountain. It's coming. It's coming. So God gives us insight and glimpses into what He's about to do, but He causes us to pray a thing and never give up. You know, some people have thought, you know, you can't just pray more than once for a thing, because mm-hmm. if you pray a second time, it's not faith. No, there's such a thing as persistent prayer. There's prayer of consecration. So Jesus did when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Yes. He prayed a prayer of consecration because there's a will of God that's known, and you seek God about some things. So prayer is an integral part of our lives as a believer. Yeah. Jesus, his disciples watched him pray to God. You don't hear any examples where the disciples came to Jesus and said, teach us about your power. No, but you hear it recorded that he said, the disciples asked Jesus, teach us how to pray. And that's what he did in the Lord's Prayer.
Yes, and Jesus, this just encourages me to get in my prayer closet.
Just a little glimpse.
And you know what? One of my favorite parts of your book is Prayer Basics. That's chapter 3. Mm-hmm. Because you explain how to pray and then the importance of it. Actually, the first line says, now that we've established the importance of prayer, the next thing you should know is that there are different types of prayer with rules that govern each one. So you just give step-by-step practical tools for believers who may struggle when they pray or they don't know how to even begin. Mm-hmm. So what made you write something like that to where, I love when you said abide, abiding. Mm-hmm. Why is it so important to abide?
Well, when you abide in Jesus, that's what Jesus taught us in John chapter 15, that if you abide in him and his words abide in you, you can ask whatever you will.
Isn't that amazing?
And it's going to be done for you.
Anything.
So the abiding is basically like step one. You got to abide in Christ, and then he shows you. In fact, sometimes you don't even know how to pray.
That's right.
When you're abiding in God, he will give you the promptings and help you to formulate the words to pray. And I'm glad that I learned how to pray in the Holy Ghost too.
Because
sometimes
indeed.
I don't have the English for it.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit helps me out. And the Bible talks about how there's groanings which cannot even be uttered. Sometimes you just are interceding before God, and he uses you to pray out things here in the earth, and mm-hmm. some things happen.
It's amazing. It's so amazing to know that the Holy Spirit lives within us and mm-hmm. knows what we need even before we ask mm-hmm. and meets that need even before we can even express it on our own. He knows what's best for
us.
Right.
Well, there's such a misconception about prayer by so many people. They often will end their prayer with, Lord, if it be your will.
Mm-hmm.
But you can know God's will. You can know what the will of God is based on what his word has
said. Come on, there it is.
And so when you know the word of God, you don't have to end a promised prayer. Like he says, Jesus promised, he said, the word tells us that he takes sickness out of our midst.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're praying for divine healing for your family or for yourself, you don't have to end it with, if it be your will, because you know it's his will.
Come on.
It's his will that none of us be no one would perish. He wants everyone to be born again. So if you're praying for your lost loved ones, you don't have to end it with, Lord, if it be your will that you save them. No, he wants them all to be born again.
Yeah.
And so there's so many things we can learn from the Word of God. And over the years, I know I don't know everything. You know that. I'll tell you that.
You know a lot, though.
I know.
Believe me.
But I've been
she knows
a student
a
of the Word. But I'm always learning. But I have learned some things over the years and applied the Word of God. The Bible is so rich with promises, so packed with so many insights and things that we can do. We don't have to live in this world not knowing mm-hmm. what to do. We can go to the Word of God, and
He can show us
how to pray, and we can release the power of prayer in our lives and see manifestations. And I believe that's what's going to happen, because I've been praying for the Glorious Conference.
Me too.
And I know our whole team has been praying, and we're expecting the power of God to be demonstrated in the house. Mm-hmm. I'm believing for manifestations of His glory, manifestations of divine healing and different things that people need. They need breakthroughs.
Well, yes.
And I believe that's why they take the time to come.
Yes.
And they're led by the Spirit to be here. And when they're here, I'm telling you, it changes everything.
It sure does change everything. Mm-hmm. When people get together, women, you know, we're some powerful ladies.
Oh, yeah.
We have the Holy Spirit inside of us. And when we get together and we join hands in this prayer, which mm-hmm. it's a living prayer. When we go to this conference, you're loving one another. And how many of us need that love of God, that touch from heaven?
That's so
and
true.
So to get together with women of like precious faith, grab arms, link arms, and know that your battle belongs to the Lord. And we're just standing in his presence as his treasure, and he has treasures for us.
Oh.
And I know that's what you're going to talk on.
Well, you know, I start out with a theme every year about what God's leading me, but I trust him to lead and guide me on what exactly we need for that night.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm believing for a full manifestation of what heaven wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can start out and plan our lives. The Bible tells us that a man's mind plans his way, and that man means mankind, so it's us. Women, you plan your way, but God directs your steps. And I believe that God will direct our steps during the service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a service flow. We have all of this that we do, but we trust the Holy Spirit to guide us on every area of it. And And because of that, you know, it's affected by the people that come.
That's
it depends
right.
on how much they want to draw from the Spirit mm-hmm. of God. And I believe that people are going to come hungry. They're going to come ready.
Yeah.
They're going to come expecting.
Yes.
And when you expect something, you get something. Remember when you
ready.
Expected?
Oh, I remember. And I'm sure if you watched, I remember you probably saw me when I was expecting sitting on
yeah.
the set. But it was just so amazing. Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like when you have a dream, when you
and
have
you
something
prepare.
In you,
if you,
you prepare.
Have a, if you're praying about something,
yes.
you're preparing for that answer. You're preparing to see the manifestation, and you're
yeah.
looking for it around every corner. And it's so wonderful when you do see it, you say, and you know, there's a time where you start in prayer, but you got to continue in it
yes.
until you see your answer. Don't
yeah.
ever give up on the dream and the desire
oh,
that God
on.
Has placed upon your heart.
Yeah.
And at Glorious, this is an opportunity to get stirred up,
yes.
to get your faith reignited, to basically kickstart something that maybe has mm-hmm. been lying dormant, or to give the Holy Spirit an opportunity to breathe mouth-to-mouth resuscitation
yeah.
into that dream that God has placed upon your heart. You know, every time we come together, we see so many tremendous manifestations of God's power. People's lives are changing. We often have, in fact, we've been sharing some testimonies
oh, yeah.
from time to time as we've been promoting this conference that's coming up. And it's so powerful that we can do this here. And if you watch, so you know, sometimes people are watching this the day of.
Yeah.
They may watch it a week later.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if you've missed the Glorious meeting, because
yeah.
that'll be live tonight,
mm-hmm. yeah.
You can go back and look at it. In
yes.
fact, you looked at past ones, and we did that before the conference.
Yeah, we did.
We did a whole, what was it,
24-hour Glorious live stream.
Yes.
I'm telling you what, Miss Kathy, those messages, you know, mm-hmm. from years past, they're still so relevant today.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word of God, it never changes. And I just loved seeing the years go by. It's, but we had some boardroom chats in there. We had some previous Glorious live-ins. And to watch what the Lord has done in each and every taping,
mm-hmm.
knowing that the lives that have been impacted through
right.
all over the world, I tell you what, it stirs me up just working here and being a part of this ministry.
So powerful.
What a blessing and an honor and a privilege
yeah,
and to
so
know.
So many, yeah, all the things that God
yeah.
has done, it just reminds you that if He's done it in the past, He will do it again.
Oh, yeah.
And so here we are wearing our T-shirts.
It's
I got the
merch.
T-shirt on. You got the sweatshirt.
The sweatshirt.
The
2025
pose. Version of our shirts. And
we got our Glorious Living mugs right here.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, yeah. You were designed.
You were designed for Glorious Living. Hallelujah. That was my book that was with that same
That's
title.
Right.
But this is, it says established 2000. That was the date of the first women's conference, which mm-hmm. wasn't named Glorious at that time. And for a long time, I had a guest speaker that I would bring in, but for the last couple of years, the Lord has led me
yeah.
to do the Friday night and Saturday morning, and because it's just such a short conference,
yes.
but I'm able to impart what God has placed on my heart. And, you know, God has been raising up spiritual sons and daughters in our
yeah.
life for the ministry for many years now, and many of them will be coming. They're pastors'
right.
wives, they're leaders, pastors of churches. There's a group of women and people coming from California that
oh, yes.
I met with Jesse just recently,
That's
and so they
awesome.
Said they're coming. Some from Florida, different places. Sometimes people come from different parts of the world, but we come with our faith.
That's
we
right.
come expecting, and I come to the meeting expecting for the Holy Spirit to touch every life that comes in there. I believe
mm-hmm.
we're going to all leave changed.
I know it. I just mm-hmm. know it. You know, it changed me all those years ago when I first came to the conference as just a teenage girl.
Yeah.
And I walked in with my mom and my sister, not really knowing what to expect. But when I looked around and I saw all of these women, younger, older, middle-aged, black, white, Hispanic, of all races, of
yes.
all cultures, under one roof, magnifying God. I knew of God, you know. I was raised as a Christian, but I wanted more, like when you talked about that hunger.
Yeah.
And when I saw these women unite together, flowing in the gifts of the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
encouraging one another, you know, it's so different than what the world wants to paint women as,
yeah.
as always being in competition or mm-hmm. catty or petty, all of these negative terms that are associated with women groups. That's such a lie from the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
We're strong, we're powerful, we're better together, and we need each other.
Yes.
And when I was a young girl and I saw my mom and my sister raise their hands and say hallelujah, I said, you know what, Lord, it's time for me to get some of that.
Well, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. The Bible talks about how older women are supposed to teach the younger
yeah.
women, and we lead by example. And when we take the time to come together for a meeting
yeah.
like this, we're showing how important it is to gather.
Mm-hmm.
We're showing how important it is to support one another and build one another up. There may be people that you need to bring with you to the meeting, even if you can't come, to bring to your house for a watch party, because their lives are going to be changed. And then you can see the results and you can be used by God in that way.
That's right. That's right. Because some people are just waiting. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're sitting here watching today and you're like, well, Lord, I don't host a conference, or maybe I'm a pastor of a church, but it's so small and I can't get this or that or the other. That's such a lie from the devil trying to take you off course and say that you're not good enough. What a lie. You have treasures inside you, ready to be awakened, ready to be used, so that people can say, hey, I see that Jesus in that person. I see Jesus in her.
Yeah, God can use you. Yeah. You know, a lot of people sit back and say, God can't use me. Well, if you can open your mouth and talk to someone, invite them, mm-hmm. you know, even to watch in their house, and y'all are watching yes. together at yeah. the same time, and you may be just kind of commenting to each other, because mm-hmm. people do that as well.
No, I love it. They've like made friends.
Oh, yes.
Over just the comment section.
Across the world.
Across the world. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, like Fiona.
I do love Fiona. I hope she's watching. I'm sure she is. Yeah. Birthday's tomorrow, and she's going to have so much fun watching the conference.
Birthday.
We do. I'm the 7th. She's the 8th.
Oh, okay.
So we're sharing our glorious time.
Okay.
Our
You're
glorious
the Friday,
birthday.
She's the 7th.
Yeah, no, it worked out so perfectly. But it's just, it's so exciting. And as you can tell, I get so stirred up about it, because it's real. It's mm-hmm. it's glorious living, and it's real. Mm-hmm. It's tangible. You can live a glorious life in Jesus. That's the
right.
key. He has to be a part of it, or that doesn't work. You know, glorious living? Gotta have Jesus.
Yeah, and I think everybody in the world really wants success in their life. Mm-hmm. And Jesus gave us a formula to have success. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that you have to choose Jesus or success. But no,
That's
He
great.
Came that you can have life. It says, He says, and have it more abundantly. He wants you to enjoy life. And that's what glorious living is all about.
Oh, I'm so excited. And I don't want to forget that we also have glorious giveaways.
Oh, yeah. We've got lots of good
things.
Look,
let me tell you, this is one of the giveaways right here. This not this one. This is mine. You will get your very own.
You want a fresh one.
You want a fresh one. Believe me. You want a fresh one.
Not that you will fan.
You never know. I have a 2-year-old, and you never know what I can smell like on some days. But you can come to the conference, and you will be able to have fun. And it's always fun watching the smiles on the women's faces when they realize they won. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember last year, one lady couldn't believe it. She was like, is this? She's looking at her ticket and looking at me. And I'm like, no, you have it. You won.
I know it's so much fun. For many years, we would maybe have a little game about finding something in your purse.
Oh, yes.
So that you'd be a winner. But we kind of changed that, because we almost had a few collisions there on the platform.
Miss Kathy, a few. It was a little ridiculous. And then the competitive nature was, I mean, it was great to see that they had
ready.
That spark.
Oh, yeah, I love
but,
it. But then
goodness.
I felt bad for maybe the ladies who couldn't run as fast, or they were sitting in the back. And so
they have heels this high, you know?
Because
you can't really run in those.
Well, some did.
Some did. Some tried.
So we just want to be a blessing, and I believe that's what it's all about.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, and the decorations.
We're going to go through it. We want to let you know how important you are, how we are planning for you, and you'll be able to see that online as well. But in the house is something
there's
about the
nothing,
decorations.
There's nothing like walking in the foyer of Covenant Church, which is beautiful on its own. Just mm-hmm. walking in, the stained glass, the beautiful floors, it's beautiful. But then when it's taken up a notch mm-hmm. with Our Ladies of Simply Put, that make it beautiful for us and make our photo wall. In fact, if you come to the conference, we want you to take pictures too on the photo wall with your friends, with your family and your girlfriends, and then post once again with hashtag Glorious2025 so we can see all of your excitement. It blesses us as a team to see that you're receiving not only a word from God, but that you're having fun, because being a Christian is fun. It's fun.
It totally is fun. And we're going to have fun tonight, fun tomorrow morning.
Yes.
And then at the close, of course, for Jesse with the chat, and then I'm going to we're going to have more worship, and then I'll have another message. But then I'm going to do the book signing. So excited about that.
Yeah, that's going to be great. And then people can come up, get their book signed mm-hmm. by you, and share a blessing together.
Yes. And I love getting to meet people that way. That's always mm-hmm. so special.
Yes.
So I hope that you'll be able to be here for the Saturday morning book signing at the close. We usually close everything on the Saturday around noon. Mm-hmm. So you'll still have time to get back to your home church and be at church on Sunday. I think Jesse's going to be preaching the following
Sunday
at Covenant
Church. Yes. Yeah, so if you're still in town, join us for Covenant Church. I know Boss is going to have a powerful message. He always does. Mm-hmm. And people are so blessed. And sometimes, most of the time, if you're watching online, you got to go back and rewatch because there's so much revelation mm-hmm. that you hear once again and you're like, wow, I read that scripture. I heard him talk about that, but it spoke to me in a different way.
Yeah, because the Holy Spirit breathes on his word mm-hmm. and then it all of a sudden settles in and he opens our eyes and our ears to understand really what the full meaning of it is. Mm-hmm. So that's what's important about meditating on the Word of God, getting saturated in the presence
of
God. And that happens when people of precious faith come together to lift up Jesus, to lift up the Word,
yeah.
throw everything else aside.
That's right.
Leave all the trouble and the problems at home. Leave the concerns at home because you're going to come at the conference. You're going to get refreshed. You're going to leave gloriously filled with the powerful presence of God.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so excited, Miss Kathy.
Awesome.
I really am because I just know what this conference has done while reading all of the testimonies and being here for so many years and watching the women come in one way and be changed as they walk through the door. To go into their families, to mm-hmm. their towns, to minister wherever that the Lord has placed them, bringing that glorious presence of God into their corner of the world so that He can be lifted up because He is the reason we live gloriously.
That's so true. And don't forget about the fun things you can have in the city of New Orleans.
Oh, come on.
The best food in the world is right here.
Wear your stretchy pants.
Gumbo. Yeah, don't come ready to sleep or to diet.
No, you're broccoli.
You're going to stay awake. You're going to be having fun.
Listen.
And you're going to be eating delicious
and
food.
And when I tell you, this is the most delicious time because you have king cake, which is like a big cinnamon roll, really, mm-hmm. but just better than a cinnamon roll. Can you tell I'm hungry? Been on a little diet,
Miss Kathy. A king cake is a fun tradition around here. And then yeah, it's like a little baby
that's in the side.
Mm-hmm. And if you get the piece with the baby, you buy the next king cake.
You buy the next king cake.
I don't really eat king cake, but I'll enjoy seeing everybody enjoy it.
I love king cake. You can get your king cake, too, when you come here. Enjoy yourself. I mean, this is the best city.
Take a little bit of New Orleans back with you to your hometown or wherever that you're from. Or if not, in a bag, maybe right here.
Yeah, you'll take it home, all right, one way or another. This has been so fun,
Miss Kathy. It has been fun. Thank you again for being always with me here in Studio C for Glorious Living. We always have a good time.
We sure do. It's always an honor to be with you.
Well, I love it. And I'm so glad that you've joined me again today. I believe that you've been blessed and that God has touched your life. And I believe that you're going to be encouraged. Don't forget to tune in tonight at 7 p.m. right here on all of our platforms. It'll be live. You still have time to get here if you're local. But don't forget that. And also Saturday morning, March the 8th at 9 a.m. And we're going to start with a boardroom chat live with Jesse and I on that Saturday morning right there on the platform. But you'll be able to participate live as well. And then we'll have a little break. We'll have a great time of worship. Then we'll have another powerful message and time of ministry. Then I'll do the book signing.
Yeah.
We got a lot of great stuff coming
up. I know, I'm about to say, Miss Kathy, you could have the energy of the Holy Spirit charging you up through this
I'm
whole thing.
She's
already ready to
goodness.
Roll. It's great.
Don't hold me back. I'm telling you what, the Holy Spirit's going to flow unhindered.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Well,
thank you
so much again for being with us today. God bless you, and I hope to see you tonight on all of our platforms or right here in the building, right here at Just Plenus Ministries in Destrehan, Louisiana. God bless you, and see you next week.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, a conference for women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.